We turn the calendar to November. The stretch run of the 2015 season is here. The Jags are rested and ready to get it going for week 9 at the New York Jets. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work after the bye week. And could the bye week help the health of this Jaguars team? More on Marquise Lee coming up. Tight end Julius Thomas left the Bills game early with some groin discomfort, limited Monday with an abdominal issue. Rookie safety James Sample working with a red jersey. That's his first work since the shoulder injury. And finally, rookie receiver Rashad Green is eligible to return to practice Wednesday. He injured his thumb against Miami in week 2, and he can play for the first time against Tennessee in 3 weeks. But back to the big picture. After 4 days off, it's good to get back in the groove before 9 straight games to close the season.
I think they're excited to come back and get going. I think that sometimes a Monday practice to get back in the routine a little bit. You see them, they're concentrating a little bit more, you know, after being gone for a couple of days. But I think Wednesday, you'll see, you know, a spirited type practice.
We mentioned Marquise Lee. All eyes on the second-year receiver still. The hamstring injury has kept him off to the side again on Monday. Some short sprints today, but getting ever closer to a return. Nobody wants it more than Marquise Lee.
We know the protocol to go, you know, the right protocol to go throughout this process, and that's what we're going to do. And regardless of what people say on the outside, we focus on what's here on the inside, and the coaches want to go protocol and take it slow. That's what we're going to do. We're not focused on anything other than what we need to do here.
We welcome in Jeff Logman, and of course now after the bye, Jeff, don't look now, the AFC South not quite so strong. Couple of teams struggling in the division. The Jags 2-5. The schedule's looking kind of nice.
Well, I think the schedule was good even before, and the Jaguars failed to take advantage of some opportunities, and in a division that really didn't have anybody playing very well early on, certainly missed opportunities. But the schedule lays out even better in the second half of the season. You got some quarterback issues with the Jets. The Ravens aren't the team that we expected them to be. So great opportunities here in the second half of the season.
Offensive side of the ball, we've seen a lot of positive from Blake Bortles, the receivers, the run game from time to time. How do they put it all together and even move forward from there?
First and foremost, to have the running game be more consistent, because it's been great at times and it hasn't been so great at times. Eliminate the really bad penalties and also the bad turnovers by the offense. If they can do that, they can take more steps on offense. Now, if you even add a couple more components, if Marquise Lee is able to play, the return of Rashad Green, now you're adding more weapons to an offense that already has some in Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson.
Weapons.
And T.J. Yeldon.
Yeah, Yeldon. Weapons with a favorable schedule coming up. But on the defensive side of the ball, hey, last week they got turnovers. They got points on defense, points off turnovers in bunches. How do they do that moving forward?
Well, I think that they've got to take advantage of what they've got. Now, I don't think that there's going to be anybody coming to the rescue, but they need to maximize the production of the players that they have. And that's going to be difficult to do. I think they're going to have to do a little bit with scheme, because I don't think that there's any kind of Superman pass rushers, J.J. Watt, that's going to be coming and turning on at the end of this season. Now, the one area that I hope that gets better is Cedric Marks continues to get better. I think there's a chance for improvement from within, but I think the scheme's got to have a lot to do with it. But they've got to be careful now. You start getting too aggressive, and all of a sudden you're giving up big plays over the top.
Jaguars face the New York Jets this Sunday. Senior correspondent Brian Sexton says, get ready for a good old-fashioned slugfest.
You know, the Jaguars have to feel pretty good. A Sunday away from football in 2 weeks to work towards the Jets with a win as wind behind their sails will certainly do that. Sounds like everyone will be in a good mood today and relaxed, and that's nice. But that wind dies down this week, and in fact, the Jaguars will have to start rowing hard when they get back to the practice field. Nice ends at the doors to the Jags locker room this week. The Jets are a power football team, and there'll be no cruising at MetLife Stadium next Sunday. I love the way Chris Ivory runs, angry and determined, to take out his aggression on any defender he can drop a shoulder to. Ivory's also running behind one of the better offensive lines in the AFC, which means Cedric Marks, Roy Miller and company better bring the extra chin strap. Because getting by them and then getting him, well, let's just say there'll be some explosive confrontations. The Jets' defensive front is just as good. They're only giving up 78 yards on the ground per game. Hey, look, it's going to require a steely fortitude to run the ball against gangrene and to stick with it when things aren't going that well. In other words, the Jaguars better bring a bad attitude to New York, because in football parlance, it's going to be a street fight against a team that's built to fight in the trenches. It's the perfect place for the Jaguars to start what will be a tough 9 weeks if they want to be involved in the AFC South race.
Thank you, Brian. Jaguars All Access Television tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4. Josh Evans, the Jaguars safety, is the guest. And it's Jaguars Monday on Radio 1010XL from 6 to 8 p.m. Baselli and Prisco, they'll answer your phone calls as well. Always entertaining. Players' Day off Tuesday, back at it Wednesday on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.